Welcome to the Hope United Podcast, where we're creating a culture of worship, family, and discipleship. We hope this message challenges, inspires, and gives you hope today. If you like this podcast, remember to share and subscribe. This year, God gave us the word unshakable, and it's something that God is saying to us that if we build our lives on Him, we're going to be unshakable. Our families are going to be unshakable. We as a church family are going to be unshakable. And we realize this unshakable characteristic, it comes from God. It's not from man, it's from the Father. It flows through His Word into His church, and from His church, it flows into our family and to us as individuals. But that unshakable nature starts from our God. When we build our life on the rock, we will be unshakable. I like what Kenny said, storms will come. Look at somebody, say, storms will come. But we will not only survive, we will thrive when we build our lives on the rock, which is Christ Jesus. Is anybody ready to have an unshakable year? Amen. I said, is anybody ready to have an unshakable year? All right. All right. Excellent. Well, it begins with the right foundation, because you can't build something well if you don't start with the right foundation. So Scripture tells us that God is building something and that Jesus is the chief cornerstone. In 1 Peter 2, 4 through 5, it says, "You're coming to Christ, who is the living cornerstone of God's temple. He was rejected by people, but He was chosen by God for great honor. And you are living stones that God is building into His spiritual temple. What's more, you are His holy priest. Through the mediation of Jesus Christ, you offer spiritual sacrifices that please God." There is no way to build an unshakable house, an unshakable life, an unshakable family without the chief cornerstone. If I'm not lining my life up, if we're not lining our lives up with Jesus, we cannot expect to be unshakable. So my being unshakable hinges on how I build and what I'm building on. Amen? Look at somebody and say, make sure you're building on Christ. It's important how you start the year. It's important how you step into this new season. There's an old song that says, "On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand." Jesus said you're either building on the rock or you're building on sand. There's no in between. There's no other foundation. Either you're building on rock, on Christ Jesus, or you're building on anything else, which ends up being sand. There's only one foundation that's unshakable, and it's Jesus. So if Jesus is the foundation that we need to build on, if Jesus is the only foundation that's going to stand the test of time, then our mentality must be a mentality of trust. As we were praying before service, and many of our team members were coming together and just interceding that God do some great things today, one of our team members said, trust. Their expectation is that God would increase our trust. We have to have the building material of trust if we want to build on the foundation of Christ. We can say a lot of things on Sunday. We can say a lot of things on special services. But if you don't trust in the Word of God, it will not activate anything in your life. You can hear the revelation. You can hear great ideas. But unless you trust in them, you're not going to begin to activate or build anything. We can have some precious things that God speaks to us in our private prayer time, but if we don't trust in the Lord and in His Word, not much is going to happen. There's not going to be any forward momentum without trust. You can receive a powerful prophetic word. You can receive some dream that God gives you. But if you don't trust in God to fulfill it, you're not going to go very far. You have to have trust. If you're building your life on Christ, one of the main building materials you're going to need is trust. Proverbs 3, 5 through 6 says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways submit to Him, and He will make your paths straight." I like that. We know that Jesus is the cornerstone. We know that Jesus is the foundation of everything that we're supposed to be building on. We realize he's the rock, but we cannot build on him unless we trust in him. So many people are trying to build on him without really fully trusting in him or understanding what trusting him looks like. Proverbs 3:5, trust in the Lord with all your heart. This is important. To the degree to which we trust him determines our capacity to build on him. Can I say that again? To the degree to which we trust him determines our capacity to build on him. Some people think they're really building on him, but they're not really building on him. They think they're building on him because they don't have the right level of trust yet. We have to have trust to build. People with little trust in God can build very little in the kingdom. People who have more trust can build more. But those who trust in the Lord with all their heart, wow, God can do great and powerful things. Think about some of the great people of faith that you read upon in the Bible and you say, wow, what a level of trust they must have had. Abraham left everything he knew to go on a journey to pursue God. What level of trust did that take? Having high levels of trust in God, watch this, can make up for many imperfections. David had a lot of faults, but he had a super high level trust in God. Trust in God can compensate for insufficiencies in other areas. His trust in God, David's trust in God, compensated for many other insufficiencies that he had in his life. And trust can do the same thing for you. Having high levels of trust in God can be an equalizer in your life. When we trust with all our heart, it glorifies the Father. It invites God into our imperfections to help us become more perfected. When we trust in the Lord with all our heart, we shine brightly for him. Matthew 5:16 says, in the same way, let your light shine before others so they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. We should build our life in a way that glorifies the Father. The more that we trust, the more that we can build our lives in a way that glorifies the Father. Does anybody here want to glorify the Father? I don't know about you. That's what I want to do. When you build your life on trust in the Lord, you're going to do things that glorify the Father. You're going to build things in your life that glorify the Father. But you cannot build beyond your level of trust. You cannot build beyond your level of trust. We have to develop more trust. We have to step by step trust in him more. I think about a child that is just learning to walk. It takes trust. Trust in that mother. Trust in that father. Trust in that person that is saying, come to me. Because there's fear of the unknown. I don't know if I'm going to fall. I don't know if I'm going to get hurt. I don't know what's going to happen next. But if you trust, you will walk in ways that you never walked. You'll walk in places that you never walked. But you cannot build beyond your level of trust. So trust is a determining factor in our spiritual walk. We all have personal expertise, right? We all have personal experiences. Some of us have vast personal experience. And many times that personal experience is very advantageous. Once we have an experience in certain things, that experience helps us to duplicate those things that we've done well and not repeat the things that we did poorly, right? This growing body of experience helps us navigate life. But I want to tell you today that personal experience cannot lead. Personal experience, though it can be a great ally, personal experience cannot lead. Something else has to lead if you want to be unshakable. Something else has to be the primary guidance for our lives and decision-making if we want to be unshakable. Proverbs says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own database of information. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and don't lean on your own expertise and your own experiences. Focus on trust. We all have a growing database of experiences that we use to make judgments. We have a growing list of things that we understand in life. Our personal intellect. But that cannot lead. What should lead? Trust. Trust should lead. Trust in the Lord. Man's ideas can get in the way of trusting Him. Our ideas can get in the way of trusting Him. Our ideas in the natural can get in the way of what God wants to build in us. God wants to build something unshakable in us. He wants to make us unshakable through what He builds in us, but oftentimes we're getting in the way. That's right, we get in the way of God's building project in us to make us unshakable. When we have a lack of trust, we start to lean back on our own understanding, and the building project comes to a screeching halt. Right? Jesus Christ is unshakable. He's the unshakable foundation that we are to build upon if we want to be unshakable. But the building project stops when we lack trust. Our building project comes to a screeching halt when we lean on our own understanding. Whenever we launch out into something new, the first natural thought is going to be, what do I understand about this already? So that I can reduplicate what I understand. That's the first natural thought that we have. I'm launching into something new. What collection of information and experiences do I know about this that I can put into action? But God says that's not the way He wants us to operate. When we launch into something new, we can't lean on our own understanding. We have to trust Him in the major decisions of life. We have to trust Him in all areas of life. And it really takes faith to trust in God, because the first natural impulse is to lean on what we know. We all do it. We all have that same natural impulse to start with what we know. We want to do it what's comfortable. We want to lean back on the database of information that we have from our personal experience to make a judgment on whatever we're launching into. But God is saying to us, don't trust in what you know. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. Even when we have experience and knowledge on how God has moved in the past, Christians, we have experience that we have knowledge of how He's moved previously. All that pales in comparison to what God is saying right now. The Rhema word, it's called in the Bible. The now word. What is God saying now? Not did what God say before and what worked with God before. It might work that way, but it might be something different. When God gave Abraham the word to leave his father's house and go, He said, go to a place I will show you. God was intentionally vague. Look at somebody and say, God was intentionally vague. He was intentionally vague with Abraham so that he had to trust Him. He didn't tell him the final destination. He said, go. Well, go. Go to the place I'll show you. Where do I go? Go to the place I'll show you. Anybody, God has ever been vague? I got my hands up. I got two hands up. God spoke to me, but He gave me a picture. He gave me a fragment of a picture. The Bible says, for now we see in part. God does it like that many times. Sometimes God is intentionally vague with us so that we develop trust. I have to keep coming back to Him to find out the next instruction. Sometimes God gives you a vision, but he'll be intentionally vague so that you have to trust him. Jesus taught us this way. Matthew 6:11, he said, "Give us today our daily bread." Give us today our daily instruction. Jesus was showing us we have to develop relationship with God as a father because we need to get daily instruction from him, because sometimes he's just going to give you a snapshot. He's just going to give you part of the picture because he wants to develop relationship and he wants you to develop trust. Give us today our daily bread. When Abraham was navigating his journey to the promised land, he needed daily direction. When Moses was leading the people of God back to the promised land, he needed daily direction. Let me tell you something. We need daily direction. We need daily direction. If you want to be unshakable, you need daily direction. I want to tell you something that saved my butt so many times is the Holy Spirit speaking to me in that season saying, look out for this, do this, prepare yourself for that. And because I listened to the Holy Spirit, I was unshakable. But if I hadn't been listening, if I didn't go back for the daily bread, if I didn't seek God for daily direction, I would have missed it. I would have been shaken. I would have been rocked by what was coming next. We have to pray, God, give us today our daily bread, our daily direction. It takes that level of trust to navigate where God wants to take you. It takes that level of trust to succeed in the things God has called you to do. So we don't just lean on what we know, on what we've seen, on our own understanding. We have to trust God in the now. Trust God every step of the way if you want to be unshakable. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to him. Now that's a word that we don't like very much in American culture. Submit. Submission. Submit to him. Look at somebody and just laugh one time and say, submit to him. We don't like to submit to anything. We don't like to submit to anybody. It's the flesh side. It's the natural side. We don't want to submit. We don't want anybody telling us what to do. Can I tell you the truth? It takes trust to submit. If you've ever submitted to someone or you've ever submitted to something, you had trust in that person or that thing. You cannot submit without trust. So this trusting is key if you want to build on the cornerstone of Jesus Christ. You got to trust him, and then you're going to need to submit to him. If you show up at a construction site, and some people here work in construction, so you can give me a big amen. If you get there and you just think you're going to do whatever you want to do and you're not going to listen to the GC, you're going to be in trouble. You're going to get fired. Nobody wants a worker that is not going to listen to the GC. Like, get out of here, man. We're going to get somebody else. We don't need you. You're building the wrong stuff. You show up on the construction site, you got to listen to the project manager, whoever's in charge. You got to listen to the boss. Or you're going to build the wrong stuff. You can't just show up and say, I'm going to build what I feel like building today. This is America. No, there's going to be so many code violations. There's going to be somebody come to you, an inspector, and he's going to say, you got to rip this down. You got to build it back a different way. It takes submission. If you want to build right, you got to be submitted to Christ. Amen. Many Christians get in trouble because they're trying to build, listen, on the cornerstone of Jesus without being submitted to Jesus. How many Americans do we have? How many people in the world do we have that are trying to build on the cornerstone of Jesus Christ and they're not submitted to Jesus Christ? They want to build on the cornerstone of Jesus Christ and live however they want to live. You know some people like that. Maybe that's you. We have to not just try to build on the cornerstone of Jesus Christ. We got to submit to the King, Jesus Christ. Many people, they call themselves Christians, but they don't obey the commands. Therefore, they're not submitted. They want to cherry pick from the Scripture the things that suit them and suit their life. So they're trying to build on the cornerstone, but it's never going to work because they're not submitted to Christ. Can't build on Christ without being. If you build that way, the boss is going to come in and say, you have a lot of things you've built that need to be torn down and rebuilt a different way. Right? The Holy Spirit's going to come in and say, all right, you're trying to build on Christ Jesus, but you built with some of the wrong stuff and you built the wrong way. You got to tear all this down. You got to rebuild again. And this time you got to do A, B, C. You got to do it according to the Word. We have to trust Jesus enough, not just to build our lives on Him, but to submit to Him. We cannot operate in the kingdom of God without being submitted to God. Too many Christians are living that way. They're living how they want to live. Paul would call this living according to the flesh. Read his epistles. You call it living according to fulfill the desires of the flesh. This whole Christian walk doesn't work without submission to the King. It's really pretty simple. You can't enter the kingdom of God without having your life submitted to God. You cannot enter the kingdom of God without being submitted to God. You're just fooling yourself if you think that you can enter heaven living on your own terms. Many people think they can do that. They think they can enter heaven living on their own terms. No, you have to be submitted to the King to enter His kingdom. I want you to think about a kingdom where there's a king. There's a monarch. How many think that that king is going to let you into his kingdom if you're just going to do things in violation to the way he says? He's going to say, no, man, you can't come in here. You got to take that stuff somewhere else. King Jesus is saying, if you want to enter my kingdom, you have to submit to my word. You have to submit to my commands. You have to submit to the laws of God if you want to enter this kingdom. It takes submission. Submission is mandatory for people that are truly following Jesus, right? Right? Submission is mandatory if you're really following Jesus. There's a difference between really following and thinking that you're following. There's a lot of people in the world today, they think they're following Jesus, but they're really just walking around with a label doing what they want to do. Jesus said in John 14:15, if you love me, obey my commandments. I want you to think about Jesus here, standing here today, telling you, if you love me, obey my commandments. He's saying, look, if you love me, this is how you can show it. This is how you can show me that your love is genuine and not a farce, if you obey my commandments. Then again, in the same chapter, John 14:23-24. All who love me will do what I say. My Father will love them, and we will come and make our home with each of them. Anyone who doesn't love me will not obey me. Wow. So he reversed that and said, if you don't obey me, you don't really love me. If you love me, you'll show it by obeying me. But if you don't obey me, you don't really love me. Those are just words. If you want to be unshakable, you have to be submitted. You got to be submitted. Trust in its highest form will take you to the place of submission to God. Trust in its highest form will take you to the place of submission to God. Before I even decide where I'm going to move, what I'm going to do, what house I'm going to buy, I'm submitted to God. Before you decide what person you're going to marry, you got to be submitted to God. Before you decide what career field, what job you're going to take, you got to be submitted to God. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding in all your ways. Submit to Him. Makes sense, right? We cannot follow Jesus and not submit to Him. Even when Jesus walked the earth, He said, some of you are just following me for the bread. He told the crowds a couple times, you're just following me for the miracles. You're not really submitted. You're not really committed. You're just following me for the bread, for the miracles, for the benefits. If you walk with God long enough, you'll find that He demands submission. Matthew 16:24-25, then Jesus said to His disciples, if any of you wants to be my follower, look at somebody and ask him, do you want to be his follower? Jesus said, if any of you wants to be my follower, you must give up your own way, take up your cross, and follow me. If you try to hang on to your life, you'll lose it. But if you give up your life for my sake, you'll save it. So the more that we try to hang on to our life and doing it our way and doing it the way that feels comfortable to us, we're going to lose it in the end. We're not going to gain the true benefits eternally. But if we'll give away our life to Christ, if we'll submit to Christ, if we'll do things His way, He'll give us back life and life more abundantly. Wow. That's how submission works. We do it. There's a way that seems right to a man, but that way ends in destruction, death. So I do it my way. I cling to my life. I cling to doing it my way. Guess what? It ends in destruction. But if I give my life away and I submit to Him and I do things His way, it ends in life eternal. It ends in life and life to the full. John 10:10. The 12 men that walked with Jesus were submitted. The 72 that were sent out with power to do miracles were submitted. They weren't casual followers. They had submitted their lives to Christ. They trusted the Lord with all their hearts. That level of trust and submission unlocked power. Please get this. Please understand this. That level of trust and submission in your life will unlock the power of God. You wonder why some Christians are walking in abundance and walking in miracles and some are not? Submission. High levels of trust that lead to submission and end in a realization of power. The stuff that we read about in Scripture, it's real. But you got to be submitted. You got to trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding and all your ways submit to Him. Oh, there's power there. Are you submitted to God? Do you want to be submitted to God? That means being willing to change whatever you're doing to match what He wants you to do. Changing the stuff that you're doing to match the stuff He wants you to do. Are there some areas in your life that He's saying, hey, I need you to change this to line up with my purpose? And by the way, I got good plans, plans to prosper you. But you got to line up with what I'm saying to do. There's power there. Luke 22:42 said, I want Your will to be done, Jesus prayed. I want your will to be done, not mine. That's what submission looks like. That's what submission sounds like. That's what the prayer of submission sounds like. I want your will to be done, not mine. He said, right now, I'm enjoying this earthly ministry, Jesus, God. I'd rather stay here. I'd rather continue. I'd rather this cup to pass from me. But not my will be done, but your will be done. Your will be done in my life, not mine. I surrender to your will. I submit to your will. I trust that your plans are good. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to him, and he will make your paths straight. God will make your paths straight. He's going to straighten up the crooked areas of your life. He's going to help you fix all the stuff that's wrong, and that's exciting in 2026. God wants to make your paths straight. Every path in your life. For one of our anniversaries, I took Pastor Corinne to North California. And there were some beautiful vineyards and mountains. But to navigate this, there were all these winding roads. And Pastor Corinne will attest that it was a little scary navigating through the mountains because there were these sharp turns and you didn't know what was coming around the turn. And it was dangerous, really, at certain points. God wants to give us all the blessings and all the beauty of life, but with a straight path. I think about the beauty of the mountains. I think about the beauty of all the vineyards. I think about the beauty of that place. But the danger of the winding roads. God wants to give you the beauty and the blessing, but he wants to give you a straight path. When we trust him, when we submit to him, he makes our path straight. When I was a kid, my dad took me to San Francisco, and it has the most famous crooked street in the world, Lombard Street. It's 8 tight hairpin turns in a single block to navigate a steep hill. It's picturesque. Lots of tourists come to it from all over the world. It's nice to look at. It's totally unpractical. It is not practical. There's things that we can build in our life that might aesthetically look nice. It might look nice in the natural. It might feel good in the natural, but it's not functional. God wants to step into those areas that look right but aren't functional and help us straighten them out. Right? Proverbs 14:12. There's a way that seems right to a man that sometimes we're building and it seems right to us, but its end is in death. So God is saying, let me step in and help you straighten those things up. If you'll trust me, if you'll submit to me, I'm going to help you straighten out those areas of your life so that you can navigate better. There's a way that we can build that seems to be right, but it ends up breaking down, blowing up in the end. It ends up in pain. It ends up in heartache. He wants to make our paths straight. But it all comes back to trust. Do we trust him? Do we trust him enough to change things in our lives? Do we trust him enough to submit to him? If we do, he will make our paths straight. He'll cause us to walk in his blessings. He'll cause us to be unshakable. If we want to build an unshakable house, both here at Hope and in your own family, you have to build on the rock. There's only one rock that you can build on, and that's Jesus Christ. He is the living word. You can either build on the rock or build on sinking sand. To build on the rock is going to take trust. You have to trust in the Lord, not just a little, with all your heart. You can't build with your own knowledge, your own ideas. You have to build on the fresh words that God is giving you in this season. That's your daily bread. And when you trust on Him on these really high levels, it's going to lead you to a place of submission. You got to submit to Jesus. You have to say, not my will, but your will be done in my life. As we trust and submit and don't lean on our own understanding, God is going to make our paths straight. That's what it's going to take to build a life that is unshakable. This world needs more unshakable Christians. Not people that say, I'm following Jesus, but then when problems come, they unravel. Too many people are thrown around by all kinds of storms. I want to encourage you, build the right way. Build with trust in the Lord. Build with submission to God. Don't lean on your own understanding, and God will make you unshakable. Will you bow your heads with me today? God, I thank you for each and every person here. God, the promise of your word is to build us into unshakable people, an unshakable people. Not even the gates of hell will be able to stand against us. God, you've told us that if we build our life on the word, we're building on solid rock, and thus we will be unshakable. God, I thank you for teaching us to build an unshakable life, unshakable families, unshakable church. God, we thank you, Father, for that. Let us not just meditate on that. Let us pray into that. Let us stand in faith, stand in trust that you are going to do that in our lives. And we will see great, great results in this year. As your heads are bowed, maybe you say, Pastor, I'm not where I need to be with Jesus. I feel a little disconnected. I feel like I've drifted in my faith walk. But I want to reconnect with Him. I want to connect with Him, and I want to go on this journey that you're talking about. If that's you, just slip up your hand. I want to pray with you right where you are. Amen. 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 There's something so powerful when we say, yes, Jesus. Yes, Jesus. Yes, Jesus. I've drifted, or I haven't connected in the way I feel you want me to connect. I need that. I need that. I want to build a life that's unshakable. I want to build a future that's unshakable in you. If you slipped up your hand, I want you to pray this prayer with me. And everybody that agrees with this, you can say this prayer too. Jesus, thank you for your love. Thank you for dying on the cross for me to wipe away my sins and give me a fresh start. Jesus, thank you for showing me the pattern of what it looks like to live a sinless life, to walk the right way before God. Teach me how to do that. I'm sorry for the times I've disconnected, for the times I drifted or walked away. I'm sorry for my sins. Jesus, forgive me. Give me a fresh start today. And give me the strength to build on you, to be unshakable, to follow your word, to submit to you. Jesus, thank you. In Jesus' name. Everybody said, come on, let's give God the praise today. Amen. Amen. God is building something in us. Scripture says, behold, I do a new thing. Do you not perceive it? I'm doing it even now. Streams in the desert, pathways in the wilderness. God's going to do amazing things for you in 2026. But I want to tell you, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. Submit to Him in all things, and He will make your path straight. He will make you unshakable. I want to encourage you. We just started back hope groups. Let's grow together this year. Find a hope group. Get on the website. Get on the Hope app. Find a hope group and let's grow. Let's grow. Let's learn to be unshakable together. I'll leave you with this thought. If God is for you, who can be against you? And if Jesus is in your corner, you will be. undefeated. Have an awesome year. God bless you.
Thanks again for listening. If you like this podcast, remember to share and subscribe. For more information or to connect with us, go to hopeunited.church. And remember, if God is with you, you will be undefeated.